This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush has declared an end to major military operations in Iraq, but in a speech to the nation last night, he stopped short of saying that the war is over. The president said much work remains to be done in reconstructing Iraq and in fighting what he called the broader war on terror. He acknowledged that the United States has still to find biological or chemical weapons and to apprehend many former Iraqi leaders, including Saddam Hussein. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
It wasn't exactly a victory lap, but it was close enough. The president chose to deliver a speech aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln, an aircraft carrier about 30 miles off the coast of California. The ship, with its crew of 5,000 sailors and Marines, was returning home after being deployed for more than 9 months as part of U.S. military operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. As if that backdrop weren't dramatic enough, the president, who was a pilot in the Texas National Guard, landed on the ship in the co-pilot's seat of a Navy jet. After the plane was brought to a quick stop, the president stepped out wearing a green flight suit and carrying a helmet under his arm. He said the pilot let him steer briefly. The president was clearly happy to be there, among men and women who had helped to topple the regime of Saddam Hussein in a few short weeks.
Good job. Appreciate you. Thanks. Thank you. Good job.
In his speech, delivered a few hours later, the president praised the military for its success.
Your courage, your willingness to face danger for your country and for each other made this day possible. Because of you, our nation is more secure. Because of you, the tyrant has fallen and Iraq is free.
The president said the United States and its allies had prevailed in Iraq, but that a lot of difficult work remains to be done.
We're bringing order to parts of that country that remain dangerous. We're pursuing and finding leaders of the old regime who will be held to account for their crimes. We've begun the search for hidden chemical and biological weapons, and already know of hundreds of sites that will be investigated.
Before the war, the president said a main reason for going into Iraq was to eliminate such weapons. The administration remains convinced they will be found. The president also acknowledged that it won't be easy building a new government in Iraq, where many factions are vying for power, and U.S. involvement has sparked protests. He said the transition from dictatorship to democracy will take time. He also tied success in Iraq with the broader war on terrorism. He said any individual or country that supports terrorists could face a similar response.
The use of force has been and remains our last resort. Yet all can know, friend and foe alike, that our nation has a mission. We will answer threats to our security, and we will defend the peace.
The president said the war on terror continues but is not endless. As for the war with Iraq, he didn't declare it officially over. That's something the administration has been careful not to do, for fear it will trigger legal requirements that might limit its flexibility, especially in dealing with prisoners of war. Michael O'Hanlon, a foreign policy expert with the Brookings Institution, says it also might force the United States to cede more authority to the United Nations in the rebuilding of Iraq.
There'd be a general presumption that if a war is over and we are now in a stage of occupation or stabilization, that the body charged with keeping the peace internationally would again assume certain rights.
How much the UN will be involved is one of many issues to be resolved. But for now, says O'Hanlon, it's hard to deny the president the chance to gloat about a successful military operation. Even many Democrats applaud the president's victory in ousting Saddam Hussein. But they also say it's time for him now to turn his attention to fixing domestic problems, especially the economy. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
The president's entire speech is at npr.org.